Let's consider, as we read, the full implications of Marx's absolute general law of capitalist accumulation. Quote, we again meet here the previously defined law, and this was previously defined in Volume 1, Capital. This is the tendency of the rate of profit to fall as the capitalist mode of production develops and an ever larger quantity of capital is required to employ the same amount of labor power, people, us, human beings, life. Continuing, we again meet here the previously defined law that the relative decrease of the variable capital, that's us again. And, you know, that's an interesting word. I mean, we talked about it in an earlier show. Variable meaning how low can we make them go? Powers asking right this second. That the relative decrease of the variable capital, hence the development, see, while we're driven low, we're supposed to be happy because we're being developed. Our social existence, our collective selves is growing. Yay! Now, us individually, not so much. So that's crazy. Why do we accept that deal? We should be talking about that. That the relative decrease of the variable capital, hence the development of the social productiveness of labor, involves an increasingly large mass of total capital as all the earth gets converted to stuff to set in motion the same quantity. You need more and more and more capital to employ the same numbers of people that used to, you know, be employed by less. And squeeze out the same quantity of surplus labor and squeeze out the same quantity. Consequently, the possibility of a relative surplus of labor, surplus of laboring people. So it's time, you feel me? It's time for heart. Reason and phony rationality has had its day. It's time for us to reclaim the intellectual discourse, okay? Because we are not happy with this deal. We do not want to see ourselves referred to as laboring people who are a relative surplus, meaning that the economy is all that matters and not us, and the economy being but the tool of global power to roll out its installed state of totalitarianism. So as we get smaller, capital gets bigger, as social labor, here's the catch that caught Marx's eye, that because there's a relative surplus of us, it grows our surplus proportionately to the advances made by capitalist production, not because of the productiveness, not because the productiveness of social labor decreases, but because it increases. There's so much of it. And we see this all around us. What our good three called electronification, and then automation, and instantaneous communication and flow of information, all of that is us converted to what Marx calls social labor. As that increases, it power don't need us no more. It stole our substance and now it's time to say bye. Don't need ya. See ya. All right, so what does power do? Now, Marx could see far, but he couldn't see as far as into the diseased souls of these guys. And plug in the technology, and you have a lot of room for a lot of misanthropy, a lot of genocide, a lot of blood flow, a lot of phony crises and quote unquote natural disasters.